Enterprise.
Hey, is Wade there?
This is Wade.
Hey, Wade. This is Joe with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
All right. You're with who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Nothing much. Just want to follow up on a finance offer I mailed you about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like the offer was based on some financing you did with a working capital company. Does that ring a bell?
No, I get so many phone calls and emails, I couldn't distinguish them from the other.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, just wanted to touch base and see what you got coming up that requires some financing for either equipment or some capital.
Nothing. I've got a cash advance now that that I won't do anything with. I won't do anything until it's gone.
Oh, I see. Okay. What? Yeah. How much longer you got on it?
I think maybe to December. So what's that? 9 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you just take it out not too long ago?
Maybe, yeah, not too long ago. But I believe it was 15 or 18 months term, I think. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know what we can do, if you're just interested at all, you know, what we can do is, you know, if you have a, you know, a high interest rate or anything like that, we can look and see what we can do for you. Maybe we can refi it and give you more money at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What kind, are you a bank?
Yeah, we're a bank. We're one of the few banks that actually does it.
So you deal with interest rates?
No, it's going to be, since it's working capital, it'll be the same type of structure. We'll give you, we'll tell you how much you're paying back in interest. But the thing is, since we're a bank, we borrow money at a cheaper rate. So our interest is a little bit cheaper than, you know, the other working capital companies out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what would be a typical factor on a loan? What kind of potentially
sure
which use
Yeah, so so it's probably the same thing. We just have to look at a couple different factors in order to give you like a really solid number for you to, you know, look at. Mm-hmm. But let me just ask a couple questions here and see what we can qualify you in. Mm-hmm. How would you rate your credit?
My credit is I would say I'll let you rate it. My score is probably 640.
Okay, a little bit lower than the national average.
Right.
Mhm. Okay. And okay. How long have you been in business for?
Let's see. Probably about 24 years.
Oh wow. Okay. It's the same company, or you, like you've been in the industry for 24?
No, it's not. I'm self-employed and. I've been doing that for that long.
Oh, nice. Okay. And do you? It looks like you do body repair, like basically car repairs, right?
That's right.
Do you
that's
do collision, right. like collision repairs?
Exactly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do insurance collision repair too, or do you just do
yes.
regular people? Okay.
Yeah, insurance and dealership.
Oh, nice. Okay. Which insurance company do you normally work with?
Oh, I work with Farm Bureau, State Farm.
Oh, nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have approved, preferred?
I'm not on the DRP list, no. But
DRP, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Direct repair, I forgot already. I used to work at Enterprise, and I worked with a lot of body shops and stuff like that. I know there was a term for it, but I just forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Gross annual sales, probably around 240, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so from those numbers, you know, since your credit is a little lower than, you know, a little bit lower than national average, I could still probably fit you in one of the better programs. Since you've been in business for such a long time too, so that's good, and your industry is good. So I don't know exact numbers, but I can tell you it's not going to be too bad. That's the only thing I can really tell you. But from your gross annual sales, 240, I can free you about 24 to 30 some thousand dollars as cash, and you can use it towards anything you need.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
For what term?
What we have, our terms range from three months to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
we have daily and monthly.
Say that again?
We have daily payment, weekly payments, and monthly payments. So we don't have just one thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But this is not, but if you say, if you got me a loan for $30,000 for 24 months, how is the payback figured? Is it a factor or an interest rate?
It's going to be a factor.
And what is an example of?
Sure, sure. Let me just do a quick calculation here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, for $30,000, if you want 24 months, without interest or anything like that, you're looking at $1,250 a month without any interest. So, with your credit score, I would say probably add $200-$300 on top of that as interest per month.
Yeah, but that still doesn't tell me the interest rate or the factor score, so I have no way to compare that.
So it would be, what is your payment right now?
Yeah, I'm not concerned with payments. I'm concerned with interest rates or factor numbers.
Oh, okay, so our factor, how we factor it, at the lowest is 10 cents on a dollar. Highest is about 35, 40 cents.
Okay, so you work with a factor of 1.1 to 1.35.
Yes. Oh, wow. You know exactly how they factor everything.
Yeah, have you got a code?
Oh, okay. I don't want to. I didn't know that you were. You knew all the terms and all that.
Right. Okay.
I didn't want to confuse you. That's why.
Right. Yeah. I mean, without you being able to guarantee me something like a 1.1. I really would be interested because I can, offers like this come in here every day and there's nothing attractive about your offer. You know, 1.1, I would be interested in anything other than that, no.
Okay. And what was your original factor?
It's normally 1.2 or 1.25.
Okay.
Okay,
I see what you're saying. All right, yeah, I mean, I can't really guarantee you a 1.1.
I understand that. And, and I'm not, without some really, really great hope, I'm really not interested in having my credit run again because it just kills you. It just kills your beacon score, so.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but, you know, what we can do is, we only run it through Experian. We don't do all three bureaus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it really doesn't sound like you offer anything different than anybody else. So, I'm without something super attractive, I'm just not interested.
I see. Okay. Totally understand what you're saying. But, the thing is, we're one of the few banks that actually does working capital, so that's why I'm saying ours will probably be a more attractive offer than others. Do you have any needs coming up right now?
No, the only thing I would be interested in doing is just paying off
to refi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. Other than that, no.
I see. Okay. Alrighty. Well, how about this? Do you have a good email? I'll shoot her some info so that way you can take a look at it a little bit more further.
Okay. Isitready@gmail.com.
Sorry, what was that? Can you repeat that?
Is it ready? ISIT ready?
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. You kind of threw me off when you said, is it ready?
Yeah.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot over. What sets us apart is you can see our Google Plus review. We have 5 stars. All of our customers love us, and they keep coming back because we have great interest rates. You know, we treat our customers really well, and you have discounts when you renew and everything, unlike the other funding or capital companies out there. So that's one of the things to set us apart. You know, right now I might not be able to offer you something that's 1.1, but if you think of, once you create that relationship with us, I mean, our renewal rates are at like 95% because of the renewal offers that we can give out.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it sounds like, you know, you have a constant, you know, capital needs there. So it's good to choose like the right one to, you know, create that relationship so you can continue having a better interest rate each time you renew.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send us over to you. Maybe I'll just check back, you know, towards the end of your other, you said December was when your merchant capital cash advance is over, right? Maybe I'll check back halfway through and see if there's anything we can do for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wade. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.